Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Thanks, Hugh. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Mills on Radio 1. It's Tuesday. Oh. All right, Becky. Whew. Maybe if I keep sighing long enough, you'll go, are you all right?
Do you want me? Sorry, someone texted in, I think it was Kate, saying there are pictures of you running from the Great North Run on the website. So I just was Googling that to see you hot and sweaty. Are you okay? You've got man flu.
I'll be fine. It's all fine. My two Baroccas, what could possibly go wrong?
I was going to say something rude then. I was going to say, maybe it's because your shirt's a bit tight, it's constricting your chest and that's leading to, like, your breathing problems.
Yeah. Anyway.
You brought it up earlier, you said I should have bought a large.
I know.
I just agreed with you.
Anyway, hope you're right this afternoon. Two Baroccas is fine, isn't it?
Well.
Is it pushing it?
Were you lacking B bits?
Don't know. I just thought they'd make you feel better.
Your wee is going
to
be...
I know, I won't have to put a light on, will I? I'll just be able to guide myself.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, hope you're all right today.
Are you all right today, though? That's the question.
Yeah, why?
Well, apart from your man flu. Well, yesterday I was a bit worried about you. Because towards the end of the show, you just went slightly bonkers.
Oh, we've got a clip of that, have we?
Yeah, of course we have.
This is BBC Radio 1. Someone's been on saying, can the subject on Coxopedia be... Oh, sorry. Women. God, voice went really weird then. Sorry. Can it be women? Yes, absolutely. It can be absolutely anything you want. Oh, I couldn't catch my breath then. Oh, no. What's happening? That was bad.
Yeah, that was only the start of it, though, wasn't it?
Mm.
It's a little chihuahua. Do you want to see a picture of it?
No, not really.
Look, a love bite dog. Oh. He's called Dobby.
How many love bites did he get?
Just one. Why you seemed a bit jealous then?
You've
got dog envy.
Just that. Oh. Sorry, I'm starting to stiffen up now.
So, how is that related to it?
No, nothing. I just got a twinge. You might have to carry me out of here tonight.
Can we get House of Entertainment News?
Okay. BBC Radio 1. How much would it cost, you think, for somebody to... Like, if I paid for somebody to come around and run me a bath tonight? Yeah, it went a bit wrong towards the end.
Can you hear, though, that I'm just like, what has happened to him? I didn't even know what to say, apart from entertainment news.
Don't do running, kids.
But how did it... Oh, I'm not even going to go into it.
I know. I'm glad we played that again. Presumably that's on the podcast.
Yes.
Oh, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems that it's not only Turn It Up that you're listening to for the breathing now. It's all of Pixie Lott's catalogue, including that one, Broken Arrow by Pixie Lott on BBC Radio 1. Right, there's quite a few texts now coming in going, oh, you just ripped off that Sarah Silverman song about Matt Damon. Yes, that's the point. Matt Damon, Matt Fincham. Huh? You see? Matt Damon, Matt Fincham. Clever, eh? Obviously a little bit too clever for some of our listeners today. But thanks for your text.
How rude.
I thought we got away with that as well. Phew.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Supposed to be doing some... removals tonight for my friend. He's just moved to London and he needs a piano moving into his house, and he's like, can you help?
Is he filming a comedy sketch?
I know. Sounds like it.
And
is
also, why
it will be if I'm involved.
Of all the people you could ask to move a piano, why would he ask you?
I don't know, but apparently I'm involved. It's tonight. I thought it was tomorrow. I'm just gonna say I got man flu, I've been struck down. I'll be no use. I'll be weak.
I wouldn't say you could have lifted it in the first place without man flu.
I'm quite surprised he asked me to do that. I think the signs were there, because my dad is a removal man by trade, and the signs were there when I went to help him out on the van once when I was 10 and couldn't lift anything. So to
what
ask
did he
me,
have you, like, little 10-year-old kid shifting sofas?
Yeah, I was shifting grand pianos. It's for my dad, it's fine. It wasn't like slave labour or anything. Well, maybe it was. Maybe I could sue.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking you couldn't really... You didn't stand much of a chance if you just...
Don't stand much of a chance now. Anyway, I'm going to send an email back saying I can't do it. Why would you ask me out of everybody? Think about it.
Why didn't you just say no in
it
the
It is going to be
place?
Something like from an 80s sitcom. Right, yeah, it is going to be like, oh, yeah, to me a bit.
It'd be like Chuckle Vision. To me, to you.
To me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now it's time for Annoying Matt Fincham, now with theme tune. Thanks to Sarah Silverman.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on the towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
We're not annoying you in all those places in this particular episode. That's still to come.
Is it? I might be off that week.
So it's annoying Matt Fincham. Matt, off the Chris Moore Show, he hasn't got a TV at the moment, has he?
No.
Why is that?
Oh, bless him. He's still trying to find a new house. Do you remember ages ago?
Is he an actual homeless?
Yeah, when we did the phone calls with from the estate agent trying to find him, because he kept spending the whole time at work trying to find a new house.
He's chucked out of there now, is he?
He's been chucked out, so he's trying to find a new one. He's a good tenant.
A very good tenant.
But his landlord's obviously decided that not for him anymore, so he needs to find a new house.
Can we just say as well, as he continues to search for a house, you couldn't ask for a better tenant than Matt Fincham. He is clean, he is tidy, he likes really good TV shows, he's got a GSOH... good sense of humour. And what else? Attractive.
Just looking for friendship.
And he's fun with a capital F.
Yeah.
Likes long walks.
Bubbly. No, he's not too bubbly,
actually,
is he?
No. Anyway, so he's not got a TV, so he's missing out on his favourite TV shows.
Now, normally, I told him about iPlayer and stuff, but he doesn't...
I know, but he's probably not got a laptop with him either.
Once he spent the whole day at work, like, trying to phone estate agents, he doesn't have time to go on the internet. So, I'm joking. He obviously does a lot of work on the Chris Moyle Show.
He's very busy.
Yes.
He actually, I would say, this is good as well for the tenancy, he's such a hard worker. You'll hardly see him if he moves into your house, because he is a grafter, Matt Fincham.
Mm.
Now, normally, in the Radio 1 office, there's a lot of conversation about TV shows. Obviously, it's about brand new bands and exciting new music as well. But in between that, people do talk about what happened in Miss Marple last night, etc. So, Matt has been trying to avoid any talk of his two favourite shows, Spooks and EastEnders. So, we decided to annoy him.
Hello?
Matt.
Hello?
Matt, it's Vince. Vince Snatch.
Yes?
From BBC PR for EastEnders. From Spooks.
Sorry?
I'm ringing up to offer you some guests on the Moyle Show for Spooks and that.
Who did you say you were from?
Vince. I'm from BBC PR. We've got a couple of people you might be interested in for the show.
Right.
A couple of the new cast members for Spooks.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk to you because obviously after the big storyline last night about Lucas and Harry's civil...
Let me stop you there.
Sorry.
I haven't seen last night's episode, so I...
No, it's where everyone... It's been out now. Everyone knows that Lucas and Harry got married last night.
Sure.
Civil
bye,
partnership.
Bye.
Sorry, what? That was a bit rude.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Hello.
Hello, is that Matt?
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, it is. Hi, who's this now?
Matt, it's Barbara Windsor.
Oh, hello, Bab.
Oh, I hope you don't
How
mind me
you?
Getting your number. Saucy.
You're more than welcome. How are you?
Oh, darling, it's lovely to talk to you. Now, listen, since I've left the square, I'm a bit short of cash. So,
right.
I thought me and you could come to some sort of arrangement. I'll give you some plot lines and you can give me some money.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, how is this going to work then?
Well, basically, I'll just tell you what's going to happen in EastEnders over the next few months, like the Christmas plot and all that, and then you can just send me a check. So, first off, I got the Cat and Alfie and Heather love triangle.
And Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. How does that work?
Well, I don't really want to go into details. Saucy. I think me and you both know how that one would work.
Sure, okay.
I've got all the scripts here.
All the what?
All the scripts.
Right.
How much?
How have you still got the scripts when you've left the show? How is that possible?
I stole them.
Wow.
You know, in the back of the Vic, next to the crisps, the big boxes all stacked up by the phone?
Yes.
They keep them there. So I just had them on the way out.
Were they not burnt in the fire?
The big fire.
There was a fire recently. It was kind of your leaving storyline.
Oh, I forgot about that. Did you see last night's one?
No, I didn't. I don't have a telly at the moment.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
No.
I could give you that one for free.
I'm sorry, Bubba. I must go.
That's when Kat and Alfie...
Oh, nearly got it in there as well.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
One more.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. It's Becky. Sorry about that.
About what?
About those weird phone calls, sorry. I won't do it again.
Okay.
Did you have a nice lunch?
Yes, I did have a nice lunch.
What?
What do you want?
No, I don't want anything. No, while you were out, a guy called Vince rang for you, Vince Snatch. He just, yeah, he said, he passed on a message. He says, I think it's something about the show tomorrow. He said, Nightingale was actually run by Harry and he was a traitor.
Bless.
He's still not talking to me.
Is he not?
No.
You tried to MSN him, nothing.
No.
All right.
Just angry icon.
And that was Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
We're Annoying Matt Fincham.
I enjoyed that.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Do you know what? By now, I thought we'd have loads of letting agents on saying I'd love to get Matt Fincham in one of our houses, but so far, no emails have arrived.
Well, someone text in to say he can come and live with me in Manchester if he wants, £250 a month.
I think it's a bit far for him.
The commute is going to add up on that one.
Yeah. No, I'm quite surprised that no estate agents have been on.
Why don't you let
Maybe it's because they heard his temper.
Why don't you let him move into your new place?
Yeah, I could do.
If he's such a good tenant. You've got a massive house. What is it, like 7 bedrooms?
No, it's not that, is it? It's 3 and they're all occupied. Didn't think this one through before I started this, did I? Big brother house is empty now, if he wants that.
Who else are you living with?
Hmm?
You've got your flatmate, and then who's the other one?
And another imaginary person who I just made up.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now let's learn... Coxopedia. Sarah Cox is back with Coxopedia. Hi.
Yo.
It's like another lesson after school, this, isn't it?
Yeah. If you will, it's kind of like the putty in the sort of drafty windowsills of your life. Mm. I just fill those gaps.
Yeah. We're going through our subjects quite quickly on Coxopedia. We always need more from you, though. Fill in the handy form online. Just look on my pages and you can be part of this beautiful thing soon. Coxopedia. Hello, Russell.
Hi.
Tell me about you, Russell.
Well, I'm 21. Look for some good sense of humour.
This is not a dating website, Russell.
Oh, I reckon I've got the wrong number.
Walks in the country. Friendship and maybe more. You'll get none of that here.
I'll have to go with the Coxopedia thing then.
Yeah. So, whereabouts do you live?
I live in Ashby-de-la-Zouche in Leicestershire.
Off of crisps?
Off of crisps?
Don't they always have that on the back of the packet?
Do they?
I think they're always made in Ashby-de-la-Zouche.
I'm too busy eating them then hating myself for it. Yeah.
KP factory there, so I suppose so.
I always just remember seeing Ashby-de-la-Zouche on the back of packets.
Oh. Russell?
Hello.
Spanakopita. Is that what we're talking about today? From Greek cuisine?
No.
Oh. Mm. It's up all night revising that. The lives and loves of Krishna and Guru Murtha.
No, but it should be an artistic subject for you. You should know quite a lot about this, to be fair.
Oh, okay. Right, Russell, you're on Coxopedia. Tell us your subject.
My subject is you, Scott Mills.
Me? Oh, God, okay.
Coxopedia!
Give me £10. £10. Give me some money. All right, you can pay me after. Scott Mills was born in 1982 to proud parents Barry and Michelle. He was born in Southport. He was actually the result of a bar fight between his parents. That's how they met. That's what happens down there when they go a-courting in Southport or Southampton. So, Scott had a happy time at school, even though he befriended most of the dinner ladies. But one day, he was found with yoghurt pots on his ears, held together with the elastic from an old pair of his undercrackers. What are you doing? Said Mr... Fred, the headmaster. I'm pretending I'm a DJ, said Scott. And from then on, well, the rest is history. Scott went on to become a DJ at the local hospital, playing such hits as Please Don't Die and Are You Dead Yet? And Let's Bury You. Because of that, he got fired, but the BBC realised he was sparky, he was fiery, he had a good tan and he had very white teeth. Come and work for us, said Andy Parfitt, who also was born in 1982. So Scott got a job on Radio 1. First it was early mornings as a warm-up for this foxy blonde who used to be on before she was fired. And then he's took over the afternoon. That's 50 quid, Mills.
That is. Wow, Russell.
Hello.
Anything in there that you didn't know already?
Pretty much all of it.
Yeah, see, I told you.
it's very educational.
It's opened your eyes, isn't it?
It's all about Coxpedia.
All right. Hope that helps, Russell.
It will do.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Russell. Coxpedia. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Becky's a bit stressed. She's the kind of person that does eat cereal at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and was delving in and spilt a whole box of cereal all over the Radio 1 office.
Yeah, really small ones.
Excellent. Oh, really?
Rice Krispie, you know.
Did you think for a slight moment, I could leave this here because no one's seen it? And
it did cross my mind because it did cross my mind that I could leave it.
And after the spillage, did you look around and think, actually, if I left now, nobody would know? Just for a split second.
Yeah, but it was such a large area covered in little Krispies that I couldn't really...
I wonder where you'd gone. I was about to come and get you out of the loo. I thought you got stuck in.
No, and as I was clearing it up, I trod on... You know, like, they're easy to pick up if they're not smashed into the carpet, but then once you start stepping on them as well, it was just... So that's where I've been for the last 10 minutes, trying to sort that out.
All right, cool. Welcome back.
Such an amazing life I lead.
Did you see Jamie Oliver's show last night? I'm a bit addicted to this new show of his.
Is this...
The Food Revolution.
The one where he goes to America and tries to sort out fat people.
Yeah. Mm. And just tries to educate them about food. For instance, there was quite a terrifying bit last night where he was in a school talking to this class and he held up a pizza and he went, what's this? And he went, pizza! And held up some chips. What are these? French fries! Held up a vegetable. They were like, it's an alien! They didn't have a clue what it was. They didn't say that. But they didn't know what it was. Held up like a carrot. They'd never seen one before.
No, they must have known what a carrot was.
No, didn't know. They don't know what vegetables are there, wherever he was.
There.
Over there. And they didn't know that French fries come from potatoes either.
Really?
Yeah. Quite scary, actually. What I love, though, about that show, or about Jamie in general, is that he is exactly the same as me and Misha Barton. In that... It's quite a sweeping statement, that, isn't it?
Yeah, waiting for the rest of it.
He adapts to whatever situation he is in. Like, me and Misha, we both put on the accent wherever we are. If it was in Australia, I'd start doing that. if I was in, like, America, I would start, like, talking maybe, like, a bit like that. And Jamie also talks like wherever he is. So he's in America. He speaks like he's in America. And gives people high fives.
Give me five.
In a slightly lacklustre way.
So play it again.
Give me five. Give me five.
He doesn't sound too confident with his...
No.
That's it's almost he's like, I'm not sure if the guy's going to... You've got to be confident, haven't you?
Give me five. Can anybody?
Give me five.
And also, a few people have mentioned this. He did call someone, the kid he was cooking with, brother, a lot, on last night's show. Just because he's trying to fit in, brother. Shall we count how many times?
Hey, Justin, how you doing, brother? We've got some serious cooking to do, brother. Let's talk, brother. Don't be scared of it. Come on, you can do it, brother. Feel the power. Yeah, man, toss that thing, brother. That's it. That's good stir frying, brother. Get down, brother. Get down. Get in the food. Look in it. Yes, mother.
Yeah, it's quite a lot there.
That was the last one was a mother, was it?
Yes, it was, mother.
Yes, mother.
So, how many was that?
He got confused. He had 7 brothers and then he changed relatives.
So, 6.
His mum. No, he had 7 brothers.
7 brothers.
One mum.
One mother.
Yes, mother.
And then he says...
Dude, you might think I'm just talking total rubbish.
And they do, but they're on TV, so they don't say, yes, actually you are. Here's the kid he was cooking with again.
Stand over there, walk to me, and tell me what you're going to cook.
I'm going to cook me some chicken stir fry, yo. Yes, mother.
No, he didn't. I added that on.
Do you think he'd been told to say that? Because he also sounds quite reluctant.
I'm going to do some stir fry, yo.
I'm going to cook me some chicken stir fry, yo.
And something I think they should have every week on this show, if the makers are listening. Jamie's dating advice. Now, this could be, I'm thinking, a small segment, just a bit like Jerry's final thought off of Jerry Springer, where they, at the end of the show.
Food show?
Yeah, but he just, at the end, he takes somebody aside and says, OK, now I've taught you not to be fat, here's some dating advice when you've lost all the weight.
OK.
Here's last night.
When you start taking girls out and they say, what do you want to do? Do you want to go bowling? Do you want to go for a little pizza? You go, no, baby, you come round my house and I'm going to make you a nice little chicken chow mein. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, mother.
That should be on every week.
Yes, mother.
What?
Stick to the bowling. Really, girls don't like it when you go, hey, baby, come round for some cheeky chow mein.
You know what I'm talking about? Podcast. Right, we were talking a while ago about me being invited to a reunion at my school, and I decided not to go. I think this is maybe even worse. I have just been invited to a reunion at one of my old radio stations. So the old crew back together again. I don't think I'm going to accept that invitation.
Which crew? The morning crew or the afternoon crew?
The whole crew. Station. Yeah, from the station I used to work at in Swindon and Bristol.
Where's this happening?
It's happening in Wootton Bassett.
Oh, at the pub with the funny name?
Sally Pussy, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. I drove past it the other week and I got so excited.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you go in?
No, because we'd booked to go to another pub and I was like, can't we go to that one?
It's famous, the Sally Pussy.
It was now because I got really excited about going past it.
Anyway, I don't think I should go, should I?
Why not?
I don't know.
Does it cost anything?
Don't know. I need to get more details. The one that doesn't speak said that I should go with all my awards under my arm, like the Loaded Laughter 2005, whatever it was, the Sony Award, and just drop them on the floor halfway through. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I just dropped my awards there that I've won. Embarrassing.
I think you should go. Because I always think about these things, that if you are you better looking than you were back in the day?
When I was at that station?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh my God! I couldn't get anyone then.
And you're more successful than you were.
I'm not saying I can get most people now, but I couldn't get. Like, I'm talking nobody. Seriously, no one.
How many could you get now? If you put on your best black shirt, did your hair a little bit, you know, straighten?
There'll be someone desperate enough.
Oh, I thought you were talking at least two hands full.
No.
Not two hands full, but like at least ten people can.
No, I'm not a big-headed DJ. I ain't got no ego.
So you're going to go, if you're better looking...
Okay, so the first point was, am I better looking now than I was then?
Yeah, God, do you think you'd walk in the room and everyone would go, oh, and it'd be like a transformation like on those American films?
No, I wouldn't say it would be that much. Extreme makeover?
Because they wouldn't recognise you because you've had so much
surgery. No, I haven't had any surgery. But I had a side parting and I was about three
I'm
stone
Scott,
heavier.
I really am. I'm Scott. I'd be like, no. You'd be like the swan.
No, okay, so yes, I am. And what was the next bit?
And you're more successful than you were. When you, yeah, so yeah. What's wrong about it?
So you're saying I should go?
Yeah.
Okay. See, everyone's going, oh, get your head out of your bottom. No, really not. I'm just, look. Oh, no, that came out wrong. I'm not saying
I could
get loads of people.
Anybody.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, no. Okay, I'll go.
When is it?
It's in a couple of weeks.
Can I come as your date,
3 weeks' time. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
You probably know everyone from there anyway.
Why?
I don't know, because you worked in radio in the West Country once.
And that means I know everyone.
Yeah. You know Peter Rowell.
Is he going to be there?
Of course he will. Do you want to come? If you say yes, remember we're on live National Radio 1.
I don't know. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Okay, I think it's about time we did a bit of Who's That Tweeting. Twitter went a bit bonkers earlier, but we've managed to salvage some actual tweets from celebrities. All you've got to do, and you can play along at home, if you're at home or on the way home, just tell me which celeb tweeted what, all right? And send me a text if you want. 81199. You've been a bit quiet on the old Twitter lately, Becky.
Yeah, well, I've been on holiday, innit? Huh. I don't want to spend my holiday tweeting. I tweeted the other day about how I'd seen the bus, which was said, now that's what I call rail replacement.
Yeah, I saw that. What is that?
Well, it was a bus, and it was obviously the rail replacement, and someone was having a laugh. You know, like those music albums.
So yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, I know now that's what I call. Yeah, I'm aware of those.
I just didn't know if you knew or not.
All right, so it's a joke.
Well, yeah, it must have been, but I'm...
So there's some crazy railway person doing a joke.
Mm.
Wow. Okay, so here's your first tweet. Who is this tweeting? It's always a celebrity, mind.
Who always wanted an ice rink in their back garden?
Katy Perry.
Do you think she's got an ice rink in her back garden?
Yeah. You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
if
I'd
you
have
could,
all that.
You would.
I would have a pool, I'd have an ice rink. So you think this?
Who always wanted an ice rink in their back garden?
It's Katy Perry.
Yeah. Or Philip Schofield, just because he does Dancing on Ice.
Yeah, but he hasn't got an ice rink in his garden.
How do you know?
I just don't think he's on that level of richness.
This person isn't saying, woo, check me, I've got one. It's saying, who wouldn't want one?
Okay. The answer is...
Yeah, it was Jedward.
Hey?
Maybe they have one. But I thought in their documentary that they just lived in a flat.
They do. But they can't work the fridge.
Well, they don't even know the difference between ice and water, do they? Did you see that episode?
Yeah. We covered that on the show. Thanks for listening. Here's your next tweet. Oh, you were away, I think. We did.
I think I was here, actually. Oh. I just chose to forget it.
Okay. Next.
A spot of polo is always so nice, darling.
Whose celebrity is that? Which
Jilly Cooper. She's off of, like, she writes, like, books that your nan might read.
Oh, is she the horsey lady?
Yeah. She likes polo. Is it Prince Charles?
Okay, could
or
be.
Or Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Off of Duncan James from Blue.
Are they?
No, but they're really good friends.
Oh, okay. Have they, though?
Have they? I don't know. How would I know?
They're always together.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's either Prince Charles.
Yeah.
The horsey Jilly Cooper book lady.
Yeah.
Or Tara Palmer Tomkinson.
Yeah, or Cher, because you like her.
A spot of polo is always so nice, darling.
Was tweeted by...
It's Mel B.
Oh,
of course.
I suddenly thought it's obviously Amanda Holden, because she does that sort of... She does the VIP, doesn't she? And she, like, goes to those sort of posh things.
Mm, all the time. Check her Twitter. She's always at the polo or somewhere like that. Mel B, of course. You think polo, you think Mel B, don't you?
Oh, I love polo.
Next.
Best boyfriend world at park with kids and his pals and kids. My tash freshly removed, dishwasher loaded, bedroom tidied, silent house, bliss.
Right, so that's someone that has just loaded the dishwasher and has had their tash removed.
Sarah Cox. I know this for a fact.
Hey.
Because I've launched... Is it Sarah Cox, please, before I say...
It was Sarah Cox.
Yes! Right, because she tweets about her moustache more than anyone, to the point where I've now launched, in my own little head, Sarah Cox Tash Watch, where basically I monitor how many times. She's now started talking about facial hair more than she talks about food.
Let's listen again.
Best boyfriend world at park with kids and his pals and kids. My tash freshly removed.
Oh!
But she waxes it so much, I don't know... how big it is, but she's waxing it and tweeting about it all the time.
I've never seen her tash.
That's because she's always waxing it. But do you know what I think she should do?
Hmm.
You know, I don't know how long it's been going on for, but you know they do that Movember thing where men grow moustaches for November?
Coming up soon.
I think she should do that this year. Let's
Sarah
get
Cox
her to do it for charity.
Grows her moustache for Movember.
Yeah, well, she's not allowed to wax it for a month.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
And she can be doing it like... Do you think she'd be like that one...
Handlebar, I reckon.
No, like Tom Selleck.
Off of Magnum?
Yeah. Oh. And Three Men and a Baby, which is on the TV all the time at the moment.
Mm.
Do you think she could get there by the
end of
November?
I think she could get it so long that it would like twirl around her fingers. Let's put that to her, I think.
Yeah.
Next.
Listening to lots of small-minded people on Radio 2 slagging off people with tattoos. Get a life, you silly, curtain-twitching snobs.
Okay. about someone who, well, maybe has some tattoos and listens to Radio 2, possibly. Is it Sally Traffic?
God, I can't think. Is it Amanda Holden?
Holden hasn't got any tattoos, surely. Do you reckon?
Maybe she's got one across the lower back.
Actually, I think she may have had one in her younger years, which she's now regretting. I
do. Who else could it be? I can't even think.
Listens to Radio 2, got tattoos.
Someone texts in, says, got one. So I'm just going to guess that.
That could have been to a previous one.
Okay, Jamie Oliver, someone else says.
Where do you think Holden's tattoo is? Just at the top of her bottom? Just there, bottom of her back.
Yeah. Or ankle.
Or, really? On her hip? One that doesn't speak, just gesturing to various body parts. The answer is...
It was Lily Allen.
Oh, Lily Allen.
That I love it that she listens to Radio 2.
Yeah. And here's your final one on Who's That Tweeting?
My nana gonna be well happy. Got her some duty-free golden Virginia. Gonna last her years.
So that's someone that's obviously been to an airport, been to the duty-free, got their nan some golden Virginia. It's the tobacco, is it? It's gonna last her years, that. Just the one pouch.
Pixie Lott.
Whose nan smokes roll-ups?
Pixie Lott.
Pixie Lott's nan?
I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Let's listen to it once more.
My nana gonna be well happy. Got her some duty-free golden Virginia. Gonna last her years.
Oh, no, the answer was...
Westwood.
Westwood's nan smokes roll-ups.
I don't know.
It's Ollie Murs.
Ollie Murs, Nan. That is classy. You stay classy, Ollie Murs. Nan. And that was Who's That Tweeting? I enjoyed that.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
David's been on, making a good point. Ollie Murs' Nan may actually chew the tobacco and then spit into a copper pot. Ping! Hey, Mr. Jam.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Yeah, all right, you're just passing by. I thought we might just get you in to talk about how exciting Radio 1 Extra Live is this weekend.
I'm getting really, really, really excited because I thought I was just going to be on the radio, so I thought I was going to be backstage and nowhere near the stage. I'm going to be allowed to go on stage.
Yes.
I'm going to be able to go on stage and go, hello, Wembley!
Here's the thing. Are you going to be on the radio and on the stage at the same time?
Yes.
Can I ask you a favour?
What?
There's one thing that people always do when they're on the radio, but then they forget that they're on the radio because they're on TV and they're at Wembley and they go, oh, yeah! It's really bad. So just don't, could you not shout?
I will be on stage at Wembley.
Yeah, he's going to go on. And go, hello.
Hello, Wembley.
That's going to be rubbish.
Actually, no, that's a good point. Then we'll actually give the mic engineer something to do. So I'll just go on, hello, Wembley.
Hello, Wembley.
Good evening, and you're live.
Jam here. You're live on One Extra.
And
please do not swear.
Please do not say two words. Oh, no, it's going to be amazing. It's absolutely, the lineup is stupendous.
Who have you got on?
Who haven't we got on? Name someone. Name someone. Who
Tiny Temper.
Yeah, he's there. Don't look at your screen, Scott. Come on. Name okay. someone. Name someone who you think would be at One Extra Live.
Do you want me to help you?
Pato Banton's not on.
No. Why can't you not bring him back?
Eternal, we couldn't get them.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was my flatmate's first ever gig.
Are you joking?
Could you not have brought him back for that? He would have come.
I'm
Eternal
afraid.
At the Hereford Leisure Centre.
No, the venue was too big.
N-dubs.
N-dubs will be there. N-dubs will be there.
Mystique.
I'm afraid not.
Oh. I thought it was them on the trail.
Enter!
I'd love that.
It would be great. Although I think they don't like each other at all.
What, Mystique?
Yeah, no.
Have the Mystique ladies fell out?
Yeah, they fell out a long time ago. That's why they're no longer Mystique.
Oh, right.
That's why Alicia's Alicia and Sabrina's Sabrina and Sue Elise is Sue Elise.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realise that. I thought time hadn't been kind and they just moved on. Okay, what about Jason Derulo?
Is he going to do that shirt ripping off thing again, do you think?
I really hope not, but if he does, then I'm sure you'll be very, very happy.
Who are we talking about?
Jason Derulo.
Oh, yeah,
when he
always
takes
does
his
that.
Shirt off, it accidentally comes off like 10 seconds into...
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Who else is on, please?
We've got Jason Derulo, we've got Tiny Temper, we've got Tinchy Strider, we've got N-dubs, we've got Labyrinth, we've got Devlin, we've got special surprise guests.
Yeah, what's that about? Who are
I'm
they?
I'm not allowed to say. I know, but I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, come on.
Shall I go round and tickle him and then maybe he'll...
Try that.
It won't work.
How many surprise guests?
Becky, it won't work.
How many surprise guests?
Ticklish.
Are you ticklish?
Ticklish. I'm not ticklish.
Oh, no, but people
it was quite
say
nice
that
you touching my underarms there
people
like that.
Say that if they're not, if they are ticklish.
I was probably going for it in his armpit and he wasn't budging.
Oh, gosh. I did forget to put deodorant on as well, so maybe some hand sanitizer.
Is it Kelly Rowland?
Kelly Rowland? I couldn't say.
Is it Beyonce? Is it the other one, Pam? Oh no, she's on Strictly.
She's on Strictly Come Dancing with Goldie and Ann Widdicombe.
I know. Okay, so all the tickets have gone.
All the tickets have gone, bar a few. We have a few on BBC Radio 1 Extra, which, if in case you didn't know, is BBC Radio 1's digital sister station. I'm going to be on tonight from 7 p.m. However, tomorrow night from 7 p.m. I will have tickets to give away. Okay. We are giving away a certain amount of tickets.
You want to be there at Wembley?
The biggest urban free event of the year. Literally anyone who is anyone is going to be performing. 10,000 tickets went in 40 minutes.
Whoa.
40 minutes. That's so these big. Are hot property right now.
So it was Sheffield last year. This year we're in London for BBC yes. Radio 1 Extra Live. You can get 1 Extra on the internet,
yes.
on your TV,
yes.
or on your digital radio.
Yes.
And Mr. Jam's got some tickets tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night from 7 p.m. Or if you listen to BBC Radio 1 Extra at any point other than 4 till 7, because obviously you're listening to Scott, then I recommend that you will hear at some point where you can get some tickets, seriously.
And you get extra hip-hop and
extra
R&B.
Woo!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.